B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, Marvin.
Ah, jeez. Hey, what's going on there? There he is, the king of Hancock Parkway.
Yeah, that's what they call me, brother.
Yeah, there you are, Mr. Working at the bar, and what's going on, brother?
Well, I think you probably got an idea why I called in today. Dave there?
Yeah, Dave's here.
What's happening? Hey, Bubba.
Hey, man.
Woo!
I know I'm not the first and I won't be the last, but happy birthday, brother.
Why in the world would you think it was Dave's birthday?
I hear so much of Dave, I thought it was his birthday.
Yeah, he does like to mic hog a little bit.
Yeah, that's coming up soon, though.
Why don't you tell him when your birthday's coming up, Dave?
Yeah, my birthday's coming up in December, Bubba.
Well, I'll tell you what, I guess it don't matter if it's your birthday or not, because Stan wouldn't want nothing to do with it anyway. But I made a couple of phone calls, and Dave, if you want to come to the bar, we'll celebrate your birthday. Oh. I got all set up for you.
Hell yeah.
Are you telling me you honestly thought it was his birthday, and at the karaoke bar in North Fort Myers, you got it all set up for his birthday?
Yeah, see, they got a karaoke system there that is so advanced now. It's the best in the world. I think it comes from Japan or something. And I got it all set for you now. I just downloaded a bunch of death metal karaoke for you.
Nice, nice. You got a big banner up there that says, Happy Birthday, Waterman.
Yeah, well, we can do that, but okay. We got to do is hit it on the printer and then tape it all together.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. Love the welcome.
Yeah, sure, he's going to do it.
They got I know it's a favorite band of yours, something about the psychopathic tendencies or something.
Yeah, little suicidal tendencies, maybe some Pantera.
Yeah, that ain't my cup of tea, personally. I like, if I'm all really... I'm all really teared up. It's got to be Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band.
Well, that's right. That's what karaoke's all about. Bob Seger songs that you know, Elvis songs, Frank Sinatra stuff, not this suicidal tendencies and Pantera.
Oh,
how do
good
you
stuff.
Sing to that?
Well, I don't know. I reckon somebody does because they got available. How's it go, Dave? How's one of them suicide songs go?
About a little Pantera, man. Maybe we can do some Pantera, man.
Well, what's that sound like? Is what Stan was saying.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
It's
how
a lot.
Are you
it's
doing?
A lot of heavy screaming. A lot of heavy.
Well, give me a little.
Respect. You talking to me? Respect.
You talking to me?
You talking to me? Yeah. No way, punk. Walk on home, boy. How you like that?
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. It sounds like something would be with the WWE.
Yeah. He also sounds like a little bitch.
Yeah, he does sound a little bitch.
Yeah,
like
coming from a
little
puss.
A little bit, sure.
Yeah, yeah. You got to understand, man. You got to understand, brother.
It reminded me that wrestling song. Oh, you didn't know? Guys, better call somebody.
Yeah, very WWE stuff. Yeah, but you.
And how did it go again, Dave? Respect.
Yep. Respect. You talking to me? Walk on home, boy.
You didn't know your ass better call somebody.
Yeah, man.
All I hear is little bitch.
Yeah. You got to understand. You got to understand.
It work real good there is if you had the sound of glass shattering.
Yeah. I got a buddy that keeps chiming in, man. His cajones ain't dropped.
You know what? You keep chiming in. The poor guy's trying to tell you about it. He's figuring out karaoke. You just sing it, and then you got to keep talking.
So he still has a very high voice. That's why he says bitch, very feminine.
Who the hell was that? New Age Outlaws?
Yes, it was.
That damn Val Venus always pissed me off.
How about
he's God's gift to women?
Yeah, remember Gangrel?
Oh, yeah. That's a mean sumbitch there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know, did he have something to do with The Undertaker, or was he running with Kane?
I think he might have been running with Kane.
Yeah. Man, was they the ones that crucified Stephanie McMahon?
No, that was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin crucified Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah, I think so. Or did he rescue her? I think he crucified her.
Then who rescued her?
I think Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Why you called to wish Dave a happy birthday, invite him over for death metal karaoke, and talk about wrestlers? Is that what your life? Is that how your life is?
Yeah, I figured I'd try and do something nice for somebody else, you know.
But it's not his birthday.
Oh, I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, but I understand. I just didn't think that it would appeal to you to drive to North Fort Myers, get schnockered, and sing death metal.
Well, I wouldn't sing death metal. I'd do what you did, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Well, I would allow it, but I do have to tell you one thing.
What's that,
I would
brother?
Have to absolutely prohibit.
What's that?
Nobody, and I mean nobody, I've almost gotten fights over it. Nobody but me is allowed to sing Turn the Page in the Bar.
Oh, that's what they wait for you to do that, don't they?
Everything comes to a standstill, brother.
Yeah, you betcha. I wouldn't do that one, too. I'd be doing something like Hollywood Nights or something like that.
Well, that'd be okay, because when I get up there, and I always make sure... I got to memorize how you hit the certain buttons a certain way to get a blue spotlight, like moonlight.
Yeah.
I get it on me, and I get up there, and everybody gets so quiet.
You know what I want to do? I want to do We Got Tonight. I can do that one.
I get up there, and I go, and you smoke today's last cigarette.
Yeah.
Is that a woman or a man?
Yeah.
Something like that,
yeah.
I used to know the whole song, but We Got Tonight. We can do it like a duet.
We could. Don't you do a duet with your lady friend at karaoke some night?
Some nights I do, but she moved to Nashville.
Your girlfriend moved to Nashville? What was her name?
Well, which one? You talking about Lisa or Amanda?
Amanda moved to Nashville?
No, at least you did.
Ah, so where's Amanda?
Well, she's working at the bar across town because she got into a fight with Sandy.
Oh, jeez. That's...
Yeah. One thing you don't do with it, these damn female bartenders, you don't accuse them of messing with your tips.
Yeah, you don't. Because
Alicia, she got all pissed off because she found out that she felt like Sandy was tipping me out too much.
Well, so is that said, what you do? Is it? Do you get the tips said, from the ladies?
And then she had the nerve to say to Sandy that I ain't tipping out that charity case.
Well, I can understand that.
And that's when Sandy punched her right in the...
Oh, well. Right in the chest.
Oh, I can't say that word?
No, you can't. Chest. Yeah.
Okay.
You can even say boob. She punched
her. She punched you right there.
In the boob.
Right there in the old arrow, like an areola was a target. Ma'am.
Now.
Then she said, you damn bitch. You just punched me right in the booby.
Areola.
I always thought that'd be a pretty name if I was going to have a daughter.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a pretty dog, Areola. Come here, Areola.
So I'll have Dave come up and hang out so you can celebrate his birthday.
Ain't that Trump's granddaughter's name, Areola? The one that speaks Chinese? She is just a little angel.
What time you start tonight?
Although I do wonder why she speaks the language of the Chinaman.
What time do you start tonight?
Question mark.
I thought that's when you end is a question mark. You start at a certain time.
I usually go in there about 8:30.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I start drinking. And then I just wait. You know, this is part of what they pay me for, is I get the feeling of the crowd.
Right.
You know, do we want to let the jukebox go another song? Because I'll tell you what, as soon as some bitch plays a Green Day song, I unplug it.
On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's from a young woman in Florida named Carla, who feels that her message of regret can best be expressed by a song. Here's what she writes. Dear Casey, I'm 19 years old, and last summer I graduated from high school. The day I walked with my fellow classmates while my family members cheered me on only seemed exciting. For me, the day was not so great. You see, Casey, I've been in love with a boy named Jason since the seventh grade. To me, he was the perfect guy with perfect looks and intelligence. I liked him so much that sometimes it hurt me at night when I went to bed. When I listened to the radio at night, tears would fall just thinking about him. At school, I just stare at Jason from afar. When he or I passed in the hall, we'd glance at each other, and that glance was enough to make my heart pound. I wished so hard for him to come up and just talk to me. I wanted so much to go up to him and say hi, but I never had the guts to do it. I was afraid of him not liking me or thinking I'm weird. So when graduation day came, I felt proud of getting through high school. But the prospect of not seeing Jason again made my heart break. Now, a year has gone by, and I still dream about him and relive my high school memories over and over again. I'll never forget him as long as I live. Thank you, Carla. Carla, here's your request and dedication.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. Yep. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney.
Yeah, thank
96
you.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to have you along. Oh.
You're not kidding.
Get it out of you. Get it. I know it's Monday. Get it out of you.
Well, I guess it's about time we admitted it.
We're both Russian operatives. Both Haney and I have been being groomed by the Russians, because both of us are going to be third-party candidates.
And it's not only us. They couldn't pin it on the president, but no. You know he's a Russian operative.
Yeah.
Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, the list goes on.
Poor Tulsi Gabbard.
Thank goodness Hillary Clinton is still with us so that she can point out Tulsi Gabbard being an obvious Russian operative,
yes, she's
too.
She's being groomed.
And they have ways, Stan.
I was driving home on Friday and heard that, and I about drove off the road. And I'm saying, okay, what Alex Jones picking this up? No, she said it, and it's making that. This is something a nut would say. Something that's not.
I told you, Stan.
She knows that there's a female running for president on the Democratic ticket.
I'm not going to say who she is, but her name rhymes with Smolcy Mabbard.
Yup. So that she runs as a third party. I'm like, where are you coming from?
This is her.
What is going on here? This is a delusional woman who's bitter.
I told you, everything that we've been through since Trump was elected is nothing more than Hillary Rodham Clinton throwing an extended fit.
And thank goodness, I mean, Tulsi Gabbard just went right after her. Went and locked horns with her.
Well, you know, Tulsi had just gotten off a plane from Indonesia where she was training, where she's in the Army National Guard.
She's a veteran.
And continues to serve. She literally just finished up doing exercises.
No. That was something, that, according to Hillary, something going on with the Ruskies.
They are, you know, they,
candidate.
Yeah,
here.
They presidential candidate. We've got her in the Army Reserves right there. Indonesia, very strategic. And if you're Putin, you've got to just be sitting back there and going, I don't have to do a thing.
No. She is totally. And you know what?
But you know what? You hear this. And you have a reaction to it, and thank God that you do. But if you look at what they did in the Mueller report, the part of the FISA warrants that we've seen, it's not "we suspect." When they got those things, it says Carter Page is a Russian agent.
You got to understand
George
something.
Papadopoulos is a Russian agent.
Hold on. And yes, those of us that are informed and read that stuff know that that goes on. The general public recognize names of Papadopoulos and don't know what FISA means.
But I don't think Hillary's aware of that. But I think she thinks it's all the same, and that, well, why would people be getting upset about that? I call them all Russian agents.
Why is this making front page news and not that's in the Mueller report? Because people don't understand half of it. When Hillary Clinton is recorded saying out loud. Remember when everybody said, oh, what are you talking about, Stan? She's insignificant. She's done. This woman continues to stick her head into crap, and then she goes and has, first of all, you're talking about a female candidate running for president of the United States. You'd think that she would like that idea, a female running for president.
No,
multiple females running for president of the United States. You think
Hillary
she'd like
Clinton
that?
Could give a rat's ass about a female being president. It's her people.
She
and
is
it showed
a loon.
And it showed you by the reaction. Hillary Clinton publicly calls Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset.
Yes, and being groomed.
And exactly two of Tulsi's fellow candidates.
Yeah, that's another shocker.
Stood up for her.
The rest remained silent. Or, what's his name, from New Jersey?
Cory Booker?
Cory Booker actually went and was siding with Hillary.
So you had Marianne Williamson and Andrew Yang, who were never going to win in a million years.
Not a chance.
And then Pete Buttigieg speaks up, but then negates it by going, but I don't want to be in the middle of that.
Right.
Which
they
means...
They all don't want to be in the middle of it.
If you listen to what Tulsi Gabbard was saying, everything that she said, Hillary's main beef with me is that she cannot control me.
Right. She's not been brought into the Hillary sphere of influence.
So the silence of all these other candidates speaks volumes.
It sure does. They don't want to upset Hillary. Unbelievable. This is out of a one of the real bad Roger Moore James Bond films.
Yeah. And then you got a geriatric Nancy Pelosi waving her finger at the president.
Jeez.
This has got to stop.
It's sick.
I'm very interested to see that's what you feel really comes through.
People, you don't understand.
I do. I understand.
You don't understand what I'm saying. You're surprised that I knew all this stuff.
So by the time I get numb to it, now you're surprised by it.
And you can go and do a roadmap of all this was done. That people don't care. People don't care.
Are they going to care when it comes out?
But when it is point A to point B, direct saying, coming out of the mouth of that woman publicly, people go, whoa. You and I both know that if you go and peel the onion enough, you see it's all over the place.
So you think most people truly don't understand what was done?
There's so many people that still love that woman. So many people that think she should be president. That glass ceiling.
Which she could give a rat's ass about.
You and I know that.
My question is... This... Just because it's simple to understand.
Make it simple. Make it fifth grade level. And this is fifth grade level because I think she wanted to take it down to fifth grade level.
Do you think that most people have any inkling of what they've done to Trump?
No. No, I do not.
And wouldn't believe it.
No, I do not.
And they would not believe it.
They don't choose to believe it.
Because the alternative is there's crazy Hillary Clinton running things.
Doesn't matter. You can go, and so many times Trump can cure cancer. They hate Trump so much that you can have a truckload of evidence. They don't like him.
They don't hate Trump.
Who's they?
The powers that be, Hillary
Clinton.
I'm
talking about the people. To understand it.
They don't hate Trump. They hate the people that vote for Trump.
Of course. But you like looking at it through the great book of the inner networking and spider webbing. People don't have time for that. They don't have time for it. I hate Trump. Hillary should have won. Orange man bad. Russian interference. No. When you see, 12 Democratic candidates, all of them nuts. Tulsi Gabbard, probably the closest to the middle that there is, and that also bothers a lot of people. And
I would say that she's sane.
And you have Hillary Clinton going on record saying that. It takes away all of the, you have to sit down and analyze it, read the unredacted version, have a bunch of names that people don't recognize and could care less. And you have point A to point B. Then people go, why do you think that's in the news? Why do you think all of the networks are talking about it? Because it is so simple, a monkey could understand it.
That's racist.
Hillary, nut.
That's racist, Dan. You shouldn't bring monkeys into it.
You had
to bring monkeys into it.
I'll tell you what's racist.
And we have a long history with monkeys.
I was watching last night the Turner Movie Network Movie Classics. What is that? TCM?
Yeah.
Turner Classic Movies. And I just, food for thought if you wanted to go and see it. You don't want to. I was offended, but I have to realize the times.
You were offended?
I was offended. I was watching, it came out in 1974. It was the movie, and you know what it is, called That's Entertainment. And it was...
Oh, it was a cavalcade of stars.
Cavalcade of superstars. Came out in 1974, and it was a tribute to the MGM musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody narrated. Elizabeth Taylor, Fred Astaire,
Gene Kelly. Yeah.
All of them were coming up talking about Frank Sinatra. And they'd show clips of all the movies. So there comes... 1974, mind you. There comes Mickey Rooney. Talking about his Andy Hardy stuff with Judy Garland. And he says, Judy and I made so many movies with the same plot. I can't remember them all. Here's just a few of them. This is Mickey Rooney. And he and Judy Garland are doing this huge stage production. And it's nothing but about 150 people in blackface. And I'm going, are you, my wife turns to me, she says, you see what's on the screen? That's the Mickey Rooney movie. And I'm going, what?
So what?
And it's like, it's shocking in today's society to hear, but when you go and look at it and
there's
see.
There's a long tradition of that.
Oh, you're coming up to it. We got to take a break and then we'll talk about it. You're coming up to it.
Look at that.
But it was all about the MGM musicals and it was like...
Look at the color pops.
It caught me off guard. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney coming up on the show today. In about 1 hour, we're going to give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's True or False. Two lucky Stan and Haney listeners will go head-to-head, their own set of questions, true or false. You answer more correctly than your opponent, you're going to win. And then later on today, we go into the Wayback Machine. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. We'll do that a little bit later on. But right now, it's... Grab bag time. Stan's audio grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. In North Naples, right there in US 41. Phenomenal, by the way. Just really
indeed.
Good. Not that I want it posted. I don't want that on our site. But did you find the blackface segment of That's Entertainment? One of the biggest films that came out in the 70s about the musicals MGM musicals and Mickey Rooney introducing blackface.
I could not find that on YouTube. I did find Judy Garland in blackface, but not the Mickey Rooney.
It's not shocking. It's been done. We know this.
And the fact of the matter is, about 6 months ago, because that was the news of the day, how many people showed up in blackface and were going to go and ruin them all? Yet you don't touch Judy Garland. It doesn't matter that she did blackface. You know, remember Kate Smith can't have it at the Yankee Stadium anymore? Because she must have been a racist because she sang something about slavery? Come on. Halloween, getting close. You ladies, you need to buy your costumes.
Oh, they already did.
Oh, well, in case you haven't.
Huh.
What?
Good afternoon.
Is this a drill?
What's going on?
Grab bag. Why am I hearing?
Our top story.
That is so weird. Hold on. That isn't even the disc that was in there.
Oh, sure. It's much easier to believe that you're crazy than there's something going on with the machine.
Damn Russian.
Yep, Russian bots.
Here we go. Sexy cop. I think same disc.
Hi, I'm Jay Valdez, owner and operator of the Sexy Costume Outlet, and this Halloween... Halloween is sexy, and anything you can think of, we can sexify at the Sexy Costume Outlet. We got lots of wigs. Blue wigs, pink wigs, rainbow wigs, wigs that look like silver, gold, all the precious metals. You want to be a naughty kitty? We not only have sexy kitty ears, but bunny ears, mouse ears, puppy ears, koala ears, meerkat ears, pygmy hippopotamus ears, pot-bellied pig ears. Hell, we even have sexy deer antlers. Want to be a sexy naked mole rat for Halloween? We'll turn you into the sexiest naked mole rat ever. Bodysuit and booty shorts not included. And at the Sexy Costume Outlet, we have glitter, glitter, and more glitter. One lady wanted to be a sexy carburetor from a 1963 Chevy Impala. We made it happen at the Sexy Costume Outlet. My name is Jay Valdez, and and while I didn't invent sexy, I'm approximately 43.7% responsible for making Halloween sexy. We're going to sex you up at the Sexy Costume Outlet. Sexify Halloween since 2018.
Come on, ladies. There they are, ready and waiting for you.
That's not how Halloween was.
No. It's for kids.
Silly rabbit.
This is 100% real. You can actually purchase it. This is a real advertisement for it. It is called the Testacuzzi.
Oh, no.
The Testacuzzi. A tiny jacuzzi for your, well.
No.
After a long day in a pair of skinny jeans, nothing says happiness like a soothing dunk of the tea bag into a steaming hot cup of chamomile tea. After you've pitched your tent for the night, doesn't it sound delightful to sit back, relax, and dump two plump marshmallows into a piping hot cup of cocoa? With the Testacuzzi, feel free to let the boys go skinny dipping, or perhaps chunky dunking is more your style. This isn't your mother's jacuzzi. Clearly, it's your father's.
It's 100% real.
Oh, they got a nice little pillow.
Yeah, they got
on
a
it.
Nice little soft velvet little pillow where you just, and then in they go.
In they go. Indeed.
And very affordable. It costs less than $40.
Why, that's the price of a cup of coffee.
It sure is, depending on where you go.
You know, for years, that's how they sold you. Why, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But it's not true anymore, because a cup of coffee is $60.
Can run you a little bit.
You know, think about what they've done.
Who's they?
Them. Things that used to be free.
Yeah.
Water.
Air.
And coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be free. They've now been commoditized. And bottled water especially is, you know, that's by the same folks that think the world is ending.
Yeah.
And we need to do away with plastic.
Yeah. The one that all that used to be is air. You used to be able to go to your service station and
get free air
for your tires.
Not anymore.
No.
Do you want regular air or premium?
Yeah. This guy lives in upstate New York. He has a...
What is premium air?
Oh.
Well, you know, nobody's making you buy it, pal. You know, I just find that more discerning customers
You do have premium air now, because a lot of the dealerships and the nitrogen in the tires, better gas mileage with that.
Yeah, I mean... Not necessary. You can roll on regular air, but probably not for you. We just find that, people with a higher-end automobile prefer the premium air. We make it available to them. So, you know, don't worry about it. Nobody's making it. Well, how much extra is it? You know, I'm telling you, it's probably not for you. Well, how much extra is it? Look, it's going to run you... I don't know, like an extra quarter per tire. You know what? First time's on the house.
Yeah.
Okay? But don't get in over your head, okay?
It's true. They got premium air. Guy up in upstate New York, he's a hemp farmer. Now, those of you, and George Washington grew hemp. Hemp comes from your same plants that are marijuana, except... It has no properties
you know, that'll get you high or anything. It smells like marijuana. It looks like marijuana. It's not marijuana.
Will a cop arrest you for it?
Probably not. Because it doesn't do anything.
How would they know if it looks like it and smells like it? They'd say, that's a duck.
Yeah. Thieves have been stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of hemp from an upstate New York farmer named Dale Weed. Hemp and marijuana look and smell alike. Mr. Weed thinks that's why the thieves are stealing his crops.
Started out with taking 20 plants and then escalated up into taking 100 plants. And it was just once a week, and now it's escalated to every day. To them, it's worthless. You could smoke a whole telephone pole of this and you wouldn't get any effect.
Yeah, you can smoke as much as you want, no effect. You heard it here long before it's making the news. You heard it here, and we predicted it here.
You could be talking about millions of things right now.
Talking about Meghan Markle.
I've had enough.
She's, and we're all concerned now because she's not happy.
And
she can,
you know,
put
what
the
they
smile
say,
on.
When mama ain't happy,
nobody's happy. And they're all asking because there's the feud between the brothers and the wives, and Meghan Markle's not happy.
You add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. It's, I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay. But it's,
What?
It's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really okay, since it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
She's suffering,
You got
Haney.
Exactly what you wanted.
Yep.
Exactly.
We said it. We said it. But she's suffering.
You see, Stan, it's not just us. The women, they trap you.
Yep.
They think that's what they want.
Yeah, but it's not. They just want what's on the other side of the fence.
All she wanted was to be a princess and to have the big wedding. And now she's had a baby.
Yeah.
That's not what she thought it would be.
Yeah.
Being a princess is not what I thought it would be. Shut up, Meghan.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Live with it.
Maybe go visit your father. That'll straighten you out. Maybe show the man a little respect.
Yeah.
So he won't have to keep releasing explanations as to why he's not a bad guy all the time. You know, the poor guy had to put out pictures on his own.
That. I understand.
He had to release private letters on his own. Poor guy.
Yep.
And what about your cousin that runs the pot farm in Oregon? When's the last time you said hello to him? And what about your stepsister, Sammy Sparkle Markle?
Yeah, what about her?
You've changed, Meghan.
Yeah, you're not the same.
You're not the same Meghan Markle that was in Maxim magazine in a bikini.
Yeah, remember that?
That says, you like to hang out with guys.
I saw the trailer in the movie theater, and I said, you got to be kidding me. They're going to do another one, and it's the Terminator Dark Fate.
What?
And
Rambo, yes. Terminator?
Yes. And what was her name in the movie, the first one?
Sarah Connor.
She's in there now. She's the real, Terminator. She's a tough one. She's seasoned. And who shows up in the movie but Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, my God!
Now, how are you going to bring Arnold into the movie?
What are the chances Arnold Schwarzenegger would show up in a Terminator movie?
I'll get a load of this. And I do. I said, I can't believe this. He's being interviewed on the Graham Norton show.
I know if I went to the Terminator movie, the last thing I'd be expecting is to see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he's going to show up. But how do they introduce him into the film? You know, didn't he get crushed and all this?
Oh, yeah.
Here's Schwarzenegger talking about how he gets into the movie.
Well, in order to infiltrate and in order to be like to blend in, I am a drapery salesman.
Now, so, did you choose that? Because you could have been an electrician, a plumber, anything.
No, that's actually Jim Cameron's idea, but I then developed the character a little bit more and then improvised some of the lines that are very funny.
It is very funny. You will
laugh. Adorable.
You will laugh.
I thought Terminators don't age.
I'm a drapery salesman.
Told you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah Connor now knows how to handle every known weapon under the sun.
Are they now paying people to see these movies? Because I can't see anybody voluntarily.
I laughed when I saw the previews. I said, you got to be kidding me. Oh, look at this. Hootie and the Blowfish have a brand new song. They're back together. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, my God. This is so huge.
We got to hold on
to my head.
I like it.
You think the dolphins made you cry before, Hootie?
When it feels like hope is gone, there is a remedy for you and me. We gotta hold on to each other, yeah.
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 There you go.
Hold on to my hand.
New Hootie.
Sounds a lot like the old Hootie.
Sure does. That's what the people want. They want Terminator, and they want Hootie and the Blowfish.
So their first hit was Hold My Hand, and this one is You Gotta Hold On.
Yeah. Gotta go with the formula that works, my friend. You gotta go with the formula that works.
What's that?
Right, you just heard it.
I'll tell you what it is. Great taste.
Less filling.
Shut up.
I want to wrap up the grab bag on something that is extremely cool. And Al Michaels was a proud grandfather.
And he has the call of the birth.
Yes. Last night during the Eagles-Cowboys game, Al Michaels sounded totally surprised when NBC Sports showed a picture of his grandson playing hockey in Innsbruck. Not Innsbruck.
Lake Placid.
The same rink where he called the Do You Believe in Miracles, his grandson just won a hockey championship there. And Chris Collinsworth, his partner, saw it. I guess his grandson won a gold medal on the same ice in Lake Placid that Al Michaels called the USA hockey game.
Speaking of the Olympics, there was some pretty unbelievable events in your life at Lake Placid. There you were for the 1980 gold medal for the U.S. hockey team. Do you believe in miracles? And there was one, Nate Cohen.
Oh, my God.
Your grandson with a gold medal around his neck winning a big tournament in that venue. How amazing is that?
Hey, you guys are great for doing this. I mean, this is off the charts. Winning a gold medal in a junior hockey tournament in Lake Placid.
And signing autographs afterward. That was fantastic. I love that.
Unbelievable.
You had to be thinking, oh my goodness, how can this thing come full circle?
No kidding.
Yeah. And you know what? It just dawned on me. Al Michaels has been in our lives doing sports for a really long time. He was on ABC Wide World of Sports back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing it. And he's great voice. And before then, I think he was the voice of the California Angels. He's been around a long time.
Yeah, and before that, he was the voice of the Sacramento Turd Farmers.
Yep. Here's one for you. Al Michaels, very early in his career, in the 60s, played...
Blackface.
Played an attorney to try to get Steve McGarrett out of a trumped-up charge in jail.
Why?
I don't remember the plot line.
I guess he was trying to find himself.
But McGarrett...
No, I mean as an actor. Yeah. Why was he
I don't know.
An actor?
I think they were looking for anybody, any extra. He was doing, play-by-play or something in Hawaii at the time. And they needed an extra on Hawaii 5-0.
The Hawaii Alohas?
To play, maybe, to play an extra in an episode of Hawaii Five-0, and he's in it, like 1968. And he's Steve McGarrett's lawyer.
And welcome back again to Hawaii Stadium.
Is that it?
I'm Al Michaels.
Oh, no. No, that's not it.
I'm Al Michaels here with a call of today's game. Of course, the good guys.
Oh, is this him? Is this?
The home rainbows going up against the Howleys.
There he is. It's Al Michaels, everybody.
Show that to somebody when they're stoned.
We'll be back.
Wait a second. What's Al Michaels doing? Yep.
Episode of Hawaii 5-0. Yeah. We'll be Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, yeah, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday. A lot of you are looking at your clock right now and saying, I've just about got Monday taken care of.
That's why we belong in afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I like being the voice that tells you it's almost over.
It's almost over.
I don't like being the voice telling you to get out of bed and do stuff you don't want to do.
Nope. We're telling you. You got about an hour and 45 minutes to quitting time, and your day is done. You got Monday out of the way.
Yeah, because by the time 2 o'clock rolls around the old warehouse, time to turn on the radio.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll drive home with you, too.
Yeah.
We'll waste as much of your time as we possibly can.
That's what we do for a living. We're professional time wasters. In about about 25 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win play Stan's True or False. But I was telling Haney about this at the end of the last break. Bob Dylan has to release all of his bootleg and vault stuff before the copyright runs out on it. So for the last probably 10 years, he's been releasing his bootleg series just to get the copyrights back on him so that nobody can take them. And the next one that's coming out was a very productive time for him in country music. It's when he, in the late 60s, he collaborated with Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash and him had a wonderful relationship for a brief period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And they created a lot of music. One of the songs that Bob Dylan wrote for Johnny Cash was the song called Wanted Man. Johnny did it on his San Quentin live album.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did it later in the 90s on his American recordings. Bob Dylan's going to be releasing this on his next set of releases. It is the first take of Wanted Man when Bob and Johnny, along with Carl Perkins, are in the studio and Johnny is just learning the song. June Carter's in there too. And you'll hear at the beginning of this, June instructing Johnny on certain things he needs to do with this song.
God bless her.
And then Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash kick in and start singing Wanted Man, and Johnny still doesn't have the song down completely, and the two of them have a blast trying to get the lyrics together on this, and it's really good, and it's going to be coming out with Dylan's next series of releases. And so he gave you this little tidbit, the first recording of Wanted Man by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. It starts out with June Carter. Take a listen.
June, did you like that?
I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but be sure that Bob put some melody for that song, that Wanted Man down to you.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot
I have
the melody.
To. I forgot the melody. Thank you.
Wanted man in Indiana, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Texarkana, wanted man in Wanted man in Mexico. Wanted man in Sacramento. Wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you may look tonight, you may see this wanted man.
Wanted man by Lucy Watson. Wanted man by Jeannie Brown. Wanted man by Nellie Johnson. Wanted man in this next town. But I've had all that I wanted of a lot of things I've had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad.
Wanted man in Sacramento. Wanted man in Tennessee.
Wanted man in Oklahoma.
Wanted man in
Muskogee.
None of history. Wanted man in Indiana. Wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you may see this wanted man.
Well, I went to sleep in Shreveport and woke up in Abilene, wondering why the hell I'm wanted at some place halfway between. So I went on to El Paso, stopped to get myself a map, went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap.
Wanted man in Indiana. Wanted man in Mexico. Wanted man in Milwaukee. Wanted man in Buffalo. Wanted man in Minneapolis. Wanted man in Old Cheyenne. Wanted man where you might look tonight, you may see this wanted man. Wanted man, Buffalo Cody. Wanted man in
Jackson,
wherever
in Gate City, Bristol, Kingsport, Hibbing.
Isn't that great? Isn't that just great stuff?
Just takes you away, man.
It is. It's just so enjoyable. And that was a teaser for his upcoming stuff that he's going to be releasing, the bootleg stuff.
Johnny Cash, man. You know the great thing about it? You can't put your finger on it.
No.
You can't say, oh, Johnny Cash, he was a great vocalist. The range that man had.
Not really, but it was something. He had it.
Whatever it is.
Whatever, he had it.
And you can't measure it.
Nope. He's not going to be going down as the greatest songwriter. He's not going to be going down as the greatest guitar player. He's not going to go down as the greatest vocalist ever. He had it. He had it all.
Now, there's no doubt that you can say he was a great writer.
Yep.
Demonstrative.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
Greatest? No, he could write a song.
Well, you know what the funny thing is the people in competition for him, as far as being a great songwriter, were all his best friends.
Yeah. And I'm still, historians need to look at, he had in his band, because he was giving him a leg up, Carl Perkins. He was his guitar player. And Carl really took a secondary role. He played his guitar and he did a lot of...
Worked out pretty well for
worked
him.
Worked out pretty darn well. Because Carl Perkins was supposed to be a big, big star when Blue Suede Shoes came out.
He was Mr. Rockabilly.
And he was supposed to go on TV to go and play that song. And he was in a car accident. And Elvis went on and took the song, and he had the big, huge hit with it. Carl Perkins had a hit, but not as big as Elvis's. And Carl Perkins went on some hard times, and Johnny was there, because they had known each other forever. That's just great stuff.
You're not kidding.
I want to thank everybody that I said hi to at Oktoberfest.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was hot, but it was fun. Dave was out there holding court. Yeah, but see, the thing is, when Dave is not here with us, he's representing other radio stations in the family.
Well, he's got to make a living.
Yeah, so he was doing ESPN at the Oktoberfest. And he was out there. He had the ESPN and the Spanish station. And that's what, and he, and he was a lot of that. I bought him, he did not drink. I bought him a lemonade. And he was appreciative of that. And hung out at Oktoberfest. Always have a good time at Oktoberfest.
Woo!
It's going to go on again this weekend, too.
I heard a rumor that Dave gave a listener the shirt off his back.
That's what I heard. I'm going to, well, I guess he was, yeah, because the listener wanted a Stan and Haney shirt.
And he didn't have any.
And he didn't have any. He had Dave and Chuck the Freak shirts. And the guy said, no, I want a Stan and Haney shirt.
He said, I didn't drive all the way from Northport.
Yeah, he came from Northport.
To get a Dave and Chuck shirt. I want a Stan and Haney shirt.
And so Dave took the shirt off his back.
That he'd been working in.
All day long. Sweat and everything. I said, I want to keep our listeners. I said, hope you told him to make sure that thing was properly laundered. He goes, oh, yeah, man. I told him, we better wash that thing.
Gave the shirt off his back.
Woo!
All right, we're going to take a break.
He said you might have a story.
About?
Because he said he couldn't tell me about it. He said, I'll let Stan tell you a story.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
I'm sure he'll show up at some point this week.
Yeah, about a story.
From Oktoberfest.
Let me think. Give me a second. Oktoberfest. I don't remember anything too crazy going on. I don't know. He's going to have to remind me.
I just heard he was a big hit with the ladies. And
he was a big hit with the ladies?
Yeah, so that's what I heard.
I didn't see him. I didn't see him talking to anybody, any ladies.
I spent a lot of time on my
knees. Yeah, well. When we come back, chance for you to win as we play Stan's True or False. Two Stan and Haney listeners going to go head-to-head with their own quiz, true or false, and we'll get a big winner. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I need two people to play Stan's True or False. Rob, if you would release the phones and get me two people that have not won anything in the last 60 days and want to go head-to-head in Stan's True or False, 277-9600. Let's get our contestants on the phone ready to go, and we'll play Stan's True or False. You each get your own quiz and own topic. The one who answers the most correctly will be the winner. I'll go over the prizes momentarily. We're about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from a trip into the Wayback Machine as we look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. 277-9600 as we play Stan's True or False. You're not going against me. You're not going against Haney. You're going against yourself. You have an opponent, but he's got his own quiz, or she's got her own quiz. One who answers the most, and I might add, possible bonus point available to both players throughout the quiz. Up for grabs, winner's choice, Stan and Haney barbecue saw, $50 to the pewter mug. Maybe you'd like $20 to Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. We have this week a gift certificate to spend a little time in the anger management rage room. If you haven't done that,
oh, it helps.
You go and work your frustrations out in this room and you break anything you want. It's on Cypress Lake Drive in Fort Myers. And we have tickets to an upcoming Everblades game of your choice. The season started, and we're ready to get some hockey. Rob, which lines are the ones where our contestants are?
2 and 3.
Lines 2 and 3. Let's get contestant number 1 on the phone and find out who it is. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey.
What's your name?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, what's your name? Can he hear
¿Cómo
me?
¿Cómo te llama?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Aloha.
What is going on?
He's saying random things.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I got everything punched in, right?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Put him back on hold. See, can he find out if he can hear us? Let me see if this person can hear us. Ahoy, who's this? Nobody can hear us. What's going on? It's punched in.
That just will make it funnier.
Yeah. What is going on? It's all punched
in. See, that'll make it funnier if we have things break down on Stan and Haney.
I can't believe this. Phone on.
It's what they tell us.
Button on. Can't hear us. Ahoy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No.
He's talking on hold now.
Are you talking on hold?
He can hear you when he's on hold.
He can't hear us.
With the delay, he's hearing you say, can you hear me?
Why are they hearing me in delay?
Because they can hear the on hold
stuff.
Oh, on
hold, but they can't hear me in the studio.
And so the guy right now thinks that 3 minutes ago, you're going, can you hear me? And he's on hold going, yes, I can hear you.
Somebody's got something pushed in the wrong way here. I can't believe this. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me? No, you're hearing me on hold. Talk to you.
Do people come in here and just play?
Yes, they do. I got everything punched in right.
What the hell could possibly have happened with that? That's very basic.
That's as basic as it comes. That's punched in. That's punched in. Trust me, I've been doing this for a few years. It's not brain surgery. Okay, Rob, what do we know?
And when did we know it?
When did we know it?
I'm trying to track Richard down. But Whitey, the engineer, says that Richard may have left for the day.
But I need to be able to talk to somebody.
Well, Whitey's here.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've always been told not to ask.
Let me just take it, put it back.
Okay, hold Whitey.
Hold on. I'm going to try. Let me try if they can hear with, I don't think they can hear with audition. And can you hear me? No, he can't. Why can't he hear me?
I don't even
me?
Know where's the phone interface.
Right here. Where is the phone interface on this thing? I think it's that.
It's probably just something's turned down.
Something's turned down. Something's not set right. This is... go on the phone and tell our contestants that I'm just trying to get the phones to work right. And to hold tight.
I don't think this is going to happen,
I don't think it's going to happen either. When everything is, maybe it's over here. Hold on. Oh, I don't know if I need to touch stuff that I'm not supposed to touch.
Well, that's what our engineer says.
Yeah, don't touch it.
No, he doesn't touch it either.
Because
he said the other engineer is not here.
Oh.
And he ain't going to touch it.
I see. I don't know what I'm supposed to touch.
Well, which one's the phone?
I don't know.
And bending over like that, you could throw your back out.
Do you know what's going on? Do you know what's going on?
I just texted the chief engineer. So
can you hear me, Matt?
I can hear you fine. We can't hear the callers. Is that the problem?
Yeah, look.
No, the callers can't hear us.
Oh, okay.
They can't. We can hear the callers.
Mm-hmm.
They can't hear us. Oh, hold it. Hold it. I think I might have it figured out. I got it. I don't need pre-on.
You need your mono.
I do need the pre. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
He needs the pre.
No, he said he didn't.
Hold on.
Do you need the pre?
I need the pre. Now, I bet you I can hear him now.
No, well, you could always hear them.
I bet you they can hear me now.
All right,
let's give it a try.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. See?
Who would F with that?
I don't know who takes it out.
Matt,
everybody uses the phones.
Who would do that?
Who takes them out like that?
I don't know.
For what purpose would they have?
Could be young Joe Scott. Could be Roger on the weekends.
Well,
Roger knows better.
It could be the cleaning man who's been causing Rob so many problems.
Oh, the guy who stole Rob's keys?
Yeah. It could be the gremlin. You know, it could be anybody.
All right, we're okay now.
Can you put out a memo? Don't F with things you don't understand.
Don't touch things.
Got it.
Now, what's your first name, buddy?
My name's James.
James, all right.
Sorry about that, James.
Sorry about that, James. People are messing around with stuff in here. Let me get your opponent. There's no reason for that to have been touched. None. Let me get your opponent on, okay?
All right,
hold on. Just stay right there.
And then you tell me when we're actually going to do a show.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Ryan, you've won something already, haven't you, Ryan?
Been a while.
How has it been?
90 days?
60. Has it been 60?
It's been well over that.
I don't know. You sound like you play these games all the time and win.
You get a new guy if you want.
If you honestly say you haven't...
Here's the deal, Ryan. If you win a prize and they find out that you've won something in that blackout period, they won't give it to you.
Yeah.
That's all that'll happen.
All right?
Yep. I didn't hear Haney.
Why didn't you hear Haney?
You need the pre.
His pre isn't in.
Yeah, you need the pre.
Can you hear him now?
The pre.
I can hear him now.
Okay, all right. Jesus Christ.
What I said, Ryan, was all that would happen if they find out you won something in the blackout period, they won't give you a prize, and then you might get a demerit.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you're aware of that. 100%
that I have not won anything in 6 days.
All right, Stan, so you let me know when we're going to start the show, and I'll hit the music.
All right, let's play, crying out loud, we'll start the show now. Let's play Stan's True or False. Can they hear that? Hold on.
Nope.
All right, wait a second.
You need the pre.
Everything's been touched.
did they take away the pre on everything?
Yes, hold on. Can you hear that now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And it's good and loud for you?
Loud enough.
Perfect. All right. James, since you were on first and have waited the longest so we could figure this out.
Now, is James the one that was talking to us while he was on hold?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. James, you can have your choice. Do you want to play a quiz on days of the week or vegetables?
Vegetables.
All right. So, James, you want to play vegetables, right?
Yep.
All right. Ryan, you're going to play days of the week.
All right.
That's Ryan here. You're each going to get your own question. You're each playing your own quiz. The one who gets the most right is going to be the winner, all right?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with James first. James has chosen vegetables. Do we have a bell and buzzer, and hopefully they can hear that, too?
You know what? You're reaching for the stars, Stan.
Yeah, I know. Can you hear that?
Yep.
Everything was punched out. Everything was punched out. The whole board was punched out.
Well, that would be something done on purpose.
Yes, it would be. It would be called vandalism. Sabotage. All right, James. Number one. This is for you. It's dealing with vegetables. According to a new study, James, America's favorite vegetable is carrots. True or false?
I will say false.
It is false. You got that correct.
Yeah.
A chance for a bonus point. What is America's favorite vegetable for a bonus point?
I'm going to say favorite vegetable would be potato.
That is incorrect. You do not get a bonus point on that. Ryan, you ready for yours, days of the week?
Yep.
Can I get a bonus point on that?
What did you say?
I didn't yet. I didn't know if I was
allowed. Yeah. What is it? You want to go ahead?
Corn.
Nope. Corn was, believe it or not, corn was number two. Carrots was number three. Number one, broccoli.
No way.
Broccoli was number one.
That's rigged.
Here we go, Ryan. Your first one. According to a study... the day you are most likely to fall asleep at work is Wednesday. True or false? The day you're most likely to fall asleep at work is Wednesday.
I think that's false.
That's true. You got that wrong.
But that's the only day work gets done.
Yeah, well, they say, however, 38% of the people surveyed who say they have fallen asleep on a Wednesday hate their job. All right, number two. We're up to number two. Ryan, you'll go first, all right?
All right.
In days of the week, a study by Nationwide Insurance found the safest day to drive your car is on a Sunday. True or false, the safest day to drive your car is on a Sunday.
That's probably true.
That's incorrect.
There is no safe day to drive your car.
You got it wrong. I can't offer you a bonus point on that. Tuesdays are the safest day to drive on the road. They say weekends aren't because...
They were made for Michelob.
People drinking and all that. All right, number two for you, James. Listen carefully. The watermelon is the official state vegetable of Oklahoma. The watermelon is the official state vegetable of Oklahoma.
Man, I don't think... watermelon's a vegetable, so I'm going to say, God, it's a trick question. I'll say false.
Incorrect. It is the official state vegetable of Oklahoma. It is classified as a fruit everywhere else, but Oklahoma says their legislature said, since it's related to the cucumber, we'll make it a vegetable. Everywhere else, it's a fruit. All right. Don't worry. You're up 1-0 on that, James. and you'll go with number three right now in the category of vegetables.
All right.
James, the first vegetable that was grown, harvested, and eaten in outer space was lettuce. The first vegetable that was grown, harvested, and eaten in space was lettuce.
God, I'm going to have to say false.
It was true.
Yeah.
It was true. In 2015, astronauts on the space station ate some red lettuce they grew up there. They had grown other vegetables before, including potatoes, but they had never eaten them.
Wow.
All right, Ryan, days of the week, number three.
For some reason, I thought it would have been soybeans.
Yeah, you would have thought. You ready, Ryan?
Yep.
The day of the week, Ryan, we send and receive the least amount of emails is on a Saturday. The day we send and receive the least amount of emails is on a Saturday. Is that true or false?
Saturday. True.
True? You are correct. Bonus, chance for a bonus point. What day do we send the most emails? What day do we send the most emails? If Saturday is the least, and you got that correct, bonus point, what day do we send the most?
I'm going to go at the beginning of the work week on Monday.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect. You miss out on a bonus point. It's Tuesdays. Tuesdays. All right, Ryan, you go now first. Number four, days of the week. Here you go. A study last year found people are most likely to cheat on their spouse on a Friday. Is that true or false? If you're going to do some cheating, it's going to be on Friday.
Friday. Let's go with true on that.
You're going to go with true?
Yep.
It is true. Statistically, Friday, this is what they say, statistically, Friday at 6:45 p.m. is the most likely time to be cheated on.
Right there in the office.
Yep. All right, number four for you, James. Vegetables. Right. Listen carefully. Number four. Our own state of Florida grows more vegetables than any other state. Our own state of Florida grows more vegetables than any other state. True or false?
That's got to be false.
It is false. It is false. Now, bonus question. What state does grow the most vegetables for the country?
California.
Yes, sir. And you got a bonus point on that, too.
Yeah.
All right. So that's two right there. Good job on that. Your fifth and final question, James.
All right.
This is about vegetables.
All right.
According to the USDA, half of your plate should be covered in fruits and vegetables. About half of your plate for, like, dinner should be covered in fruits and vegetables. True or false?
I would say that should be false.
That's incorrect. It is true. That's what the USDA...
I was going to say true.
The USDA says half of your plate should be covered in fruits or vegetables.
And you know that's a good brand.
Well, and fruits it is a, or vegetables. I thought it was fruits.
No, I said
vegetables.
You got to listen carefully.
Yes, I
all right.
You're about this close, aren't
Ryan,
you?
Ryan, they're close. But you got to remember, also, James had a bonus
no,
point.
No, I meant your temper. You're right
oh, I'm
there.
I'm ready to snap at it. I'm like a trip hammer, ain't he? All right, Ryan, your final one. This has to do with days of the week. A survey by the job site Smart Recruiters found you're most likely to get hired for a new job on a Monday. Is that true or false? You'll get that new job on a Monday.
True.
False. Let me total this up here because I don't know where it's bone. One, two, three. One, two. Ah! James, you are the victor in the category of vegetables. Nice job, James. Let me ask you, and hold on a second there, Ryan. I hear you on the phone a lot, and if you claim you're not winning like that. James, what would you like? Barbecue saw, pewter mug, gift certificate to Firehouse Subs, anger management rage room, or Everblades tickets? What do you want, James?
I'll say Firehouse Subs.
You got it. You're going to love Firehouse Subs. And you know what, Ryan? I'm going to give you a prize just so you have to wait 60 days. What would you like?
I'll take pewter mug.
All right, pewter mug and Firehouse Subs. Guys, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks. All that right. was really fun, you guys.
Hold on, pal. There we go. Yeah, the most new hires are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Companies also post more job openings on Tuesday than any other day. So there you go. And by the way, 1 in 10 Americans meet the recommended half plate of fruit and vegetables. So most of us don't even bother with that.
No.
Just give me a good steak and a potato with butter and sour cream.
That's a healthy dinner.
Yes, it is.
If you're feeling guilty, throw some chives on top of the sour cream.
Yeah, there you go. There's your vegetable.
Grill some onions and mushrooms for the steak. There you go. Balanced meal.
Delicious. But what is a mushroom? It's not a vegetable.
It's a fungus. Legume.
Yeah, legume. Yep. We'll be back.
Legume.
Traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, the Wayback Machine, we're Stan and Haney.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney. Segment on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Really?
Yeah. You know what?
What did you have?
I had a little bit of everything, and I did not have that. You know,
that's what you've done in the past. Is had you, you're at the buffet, you have nothing but crap.
I never. No.
Never.
Only out in Vegas. I was just telling Haney during the break. Went to one of these all-you-can-eat buffets in town. Yeah. Well, it's a. This one has Japanese, Chinese, and American. And it never ceases to amaze me. I need to go to these during the middle of the week when it's civil. Because going on a weekend to an all-you-can-eat buffet when The establishment is serving crab and all-you-can-eat crayfish, and you see everybody. These, you don't see these people on the street. They come out from under their rock with their 80 IQ kids, and they go there, and they ignore everything else and get even their toddlers to get a plate and fill it as high as it can go with a crab. And they had crayfish. And I'm looking at these people. There's tons of other stuff. And you're left waiting because there's no crab left and there's no crayfish left because they come and clean it out. That's the only thing they're eating. And they have these giant plates filled as high as it goes with crab. And they get every member of their family. The husband's there. You know, with his T-shirt on, fat wife and three toddler kids, and the instructions are don't go for anything else but the crab and the crayfish and fill it as high as you possibly can and fight anyone who gets in your way. It's like, my God.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
This involved you personally.
It did.
Was it your idea to go to the buffet?
Yep. Yep. Sure was.
You are the man that drilled into my head, and don't get me wrong, I think you're right to do so.
Yeah.
You are the one that preaches, think things through to their logical conclusion.
I've gone on like a Wednesday or a Tuesday, and it wasn't like this. It was a fiasco.
So you're saying there's no way you could have anticipated this?
Here's what I thought. I said, if I went on a Friday or Saturday, yeah. But Sunday evening, most of these people are going home. You got work the next day.
So you're just, you don't accept that this was an error. You look at it as a lesson learned, and now Sundays are blacked out for buffets.
Yeah, for me. Sitting there watching some skinny guy.
So you would not do it again?
No. I said that when I left. Won't do that again. Some skinny guy with bloodshot eyes from a long weekend, his fat wife, and his half-headed kids.
Well, he's finally spending time with her.
Yeah. And the instructions are, kids, take a plate. Do not go for the spaghetti and meatballs. Don't go for the pizza slices. You do as Daddy says. Go for the crab.
And then you give it to Daddy.
Yup. Sorry. Let's go get you updated on traffic.
What's going to happen 5 years from now?
Yeah.
When your wife says, I've heard there's a really good buffet, and you know what? Sunday's the only day we can go.
I'll pass.
No matter what. Oh, Stan, it's not like the other place. You'll really like it.
Well, then maybe I'll try it once. Maybe.
Oh, so you've learned nothing.
I won't mention names, and I won't do this, especially for what I'm about to say, but there was one buffet we used to go to all the time. I liked it. And we were waiting outside because there was a waiting line, and I was like, oh, do we want to go in there? And along the sidewalk, saw a rat. Yep, saw a rat. And I said, that's it. We're not going in there. So I went to this other place. And
what a beauty.
We're real beauty. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. First look. We will start in Fort Myers. Crash. 12,000 block of McGregor Boulevard, right by the Lazy Flamingo. Crash, Fort Myers. 9,000 block of College Parkway, right by the Walmart. Disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Winkler Road and College Parkway. Lehigh Acres, crash, Lee Boulevard and Bella Court. And in Bonita Springs, we got a crash. Old 41 Road and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to give you today's headlines. This is what you can expect. Take a listen.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We will tell you what online dating lies will really come back and bite you in the ass later. Sales of Facebook's smart home speaker are terrible.
Really? I saw a commercial for it for the first time last night. I said, what? Do you talk to people through your TV?
We'll tell you why nobody wants it.
I said something while I was on the sofa, and I think I am like most people. I'm going to entrust Facebook for me to have conversations over my TV?
Yeah. I mean, they're not a part of the family like Amazon. What's that, Alexa?
You're right.
I don't know if you've seen this video, Stan, but it is really something. Now, it happened back in May, but the video was just released with the court case being settled.
Yeah.
There was very nearly a school shooting in Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
It was foiled by a football coach. What a guy he is.
Yep.
To do everything that he did and the way that he defused the situation.
Yep, instead of panicking.
And finally, there's a little something we've learned over the years when it comes to women.
Crazy and capable of anything.
A woman in California asks a police officer for help filling up gas in her stolen car. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
All right, thank you. Laughter. We gotta find time to laugh each and every day. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark,
Stan,
everyone,
honey, I'm home.
Hi,
ladies.
Kim Kardashian turns 39 today.
Jeez.
Seems like only yesterday she was 19 and dancing on tabletops.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things Kim Kardashian worries about.
Top things Kim Kardashian worries about.
Gravity.
Yeah.
What if the world runs out of mirrors?
Oh.
What happens if she's in a hurry to leave the house but can't find enough lube to slide her ass through the door?
Oh, look at this, y'all.
Yeah.
Ray J coming to collect what she owes him for putting her on the map.
I spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah. Oh my God. No.
People who accuse her of being a shameless fame whore when she's really more of a fame whore who happens to have no shame. And these are the top things that worry Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Is there someone on Earth currently not thinking about her?
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
Quickly running out of geographic directions to name her children.
Oh. East, west.
Yep.
If she should skip a single day of her daily laser hair removal, will people think she's Wolverine? Okay.
Hey. Who is saying that to me?
Scripts that contain multisyllable words.
Shucky ducky!
Ugh. What if she has incredible sex and forgets to press record?
Yeah.
She worries whether she'll be taken seriously as a lawyer and to get to work for justice as she's always dreamed of, but also, is her nether regions waxed properly?
Laugh it up.
If climate change does lead to mass human extinction, what effect would that have on her Instagram followers?
No, bleep you.
And finally, the very top thing Kim Kardashian worries about.
Yes.
That the next guy Kris Jenner brings home won't stay a guy either. And that, my friends, of course,
has left the building. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
There was the big concert last night, and Shark Girl went to it, or over the weekend, Friday night. ZZ Top and Cheap Trick.
How'd I miss that?
We weren't promoting it.
Oh, then it didn't happen.
Yeah. Shark Girl went, and she has some observations. She was disgusted.
Disgusted?
Yeah, I went to the ZZ Top concert on Friday. Now, ZZ Top was amazing. No issues there. However,
having said that,
yes. What I do have an issue with are the gratuitous Viagra-fueled displays of neck-licking, gyrating, and groping consistent with cringe... hold on. And groping consistent with going to an apparently concert
what?
In the Tri-County area.
What are you talking about?
I was stuck in an elevator with a 60-year-old and a 30-year-old.
Stuck in an elevator.
High on whatever they were doing. I think cocaine. And they were licking each other's faces and groping one another.
A 60-year-old and a 30-year-old. That is disgusting, Dan. Who would do that?
An old man yelled at me the T-word.
What is that? What is the T word?
Yeah, the one with the two T's and an I in the middle.
Oh, you mean
don't even
show us your
yes, show us your at her and a 50-something year old lady videotaped my husband's ass.
Oh,
you know, you guys, Stan and Haney, are awesome, but with all due respect, what is it with your generation? Is this what's left over from the free love movement? Can't people just do this crap at home like a normal person? Listen, I'm not saying millennials are any better. But when was the last time you saw an Abe beard-wearing guy have and his tight pants wearing 30-year-old sloppy sucking on someone's neck in public? It's like these people's lives are just one big life mid-crisis.
Life mid-crisis?
Yeah, look at me. I'm 63. Let's do cocaine.
Ask your doctor. You know what, Shark Girl? I agree with you.
My eyes are literally bleeding.
I agree with you, Shark Girl, because who raised the millennials?
Yeah. Us.
All I can say is I'm very proud of my daughter.
Yes.
She's fine.
Yeah, I'm proud of my daughter.
But that's all I got control over.
Yep.
I don't know what the rest of you did. It's unacceptable.
Here's 17-year-old Hendrix.
I'll tell you what it is.
What?
It's because you allowed them to believe what they were being taught in public
Thank
school.
Thank you. ahoy, gentlemen. Well, it's that time of year again for my school. Only this time, I got here late. It's homecoming week. Yeah, it might be fun just for the dance itself, but the hassle of getting a suit or a dress and getting every inch of your hair perfect.
What do you mean, or a dress?
Well, I don't know. I'm not him. I got a question for you guys. What was your homecoming experience like? Stay classy, your pal Hendrix. Well...
You had one.
I did, but I can remember it vividly because it was a traumatic thing. Our homecomings at my high school were always lame because at that time we didn't have a football team. They took the football team away in the 70s because soccer was the next big thing. And we were a small school. They've since brought football back at my school. But back then, you didn't have the homecoming football game, and the homecoming dance was cornball. So about 20 of us decided to have a big house party and get bombed while homecoming was going on. And that was the night that I got a little tipsy and had to back my Roadrunner out of this person's house. And I rolled it up on a rock and couldn't get it off the rock. I had to get a wrecker. There's my homecoming.
I didn't have a homecoming. What I had ended up being my homecoming because I got to work very early. I eschewed high school to turn pro.
Right.
But my ninth grade dance, I will always remember. I took the hottest girl in school.
Her name was Connie.
Do you remember Connie?
Yeah.
Did you meet her?
I did. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Was that her
You
name?
Remember
Paula,
her?
Paula, was that? Just, no, I didn't.
Because she's the one when my mom, you know, wandered out for a drink of water at midnight. That was Connie that was Connie. There. That was, you know, the model.
Yep.
But no, she had nothing to do with this. That was when I was an adult at 16.
Yeah.
No, but I had the ninth grade dance.
Yeah.
Went with the hottest girl in school, and then the second hottest girl in school got upset with her boyfriend, so they were both hanging all over me. And locals only played. And they were awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Haney.
And then took her for a walk on the beach.
Yep.
It was just spectacular. Never forget it.
Guess who's back? The Guardian.
Jesus.
Is he back from the big casino
there in
Casadega?
Well, he explains that. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I had a great time on vacation. I'm back. Sorry, folks. He does say that. Went to the casino in Tampa. And boy, has it changed. Won a little, lost a little. Basically, we broke even. But man, what fun.
Oh, well, that's good because we went to Vegas and it was like a reverse ATM.
Yeah. And it was nice to forget about all the BS and have some fun.
Jesus.
Yeah. I went to drastically. Of course, I sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
When we come back, it's the Wayback Machine. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wayback Machine, coming up here in just a second. We're going to look at five songs that were just out of the top 10 for this very week in a particular year. So we'll go 15 through 11. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right. All of these are in Fort Myers. We got a disabled vehicle, Gladiolus Drive in School Street. Then we have a crash, 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. We have a hit and run in the 5,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue. And we got a crash, Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway, right by Gulf Coast Hospital. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday.
What a beauty.
A real beauty this week. Just out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's find out
and
where we're going.
Say thank you.
Yeah, I saw this. I got to do it. Got to do it.
Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1979.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it.
Oh, yeah.
Not so long ago. Now let's
live it up. The Knack. Yeah.
your adolescent dream. Schoolboy stuff, a sticky sweet romance.
And she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants.
So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying,
good girls don't. Good girls don't. And she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do.
Yes.
So you call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that you hate. And she says she's all alone.
Oh, yeah.
And her parents
won't be coming home till late.
There's a ringing in your brain.
Thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do.
And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. And in between age madness that you know you can erase.
What?
Till she's know your face.
Knack in all its glory.
Absolutely, I loved the Knack.
You're alone with her at last, and you're waiting till you think the time is right. Cause you've heard she's pretty fast,
uh-huh.
But you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight.
Boy,
so you start
Finder understood
your
us.
Cause you could have swore, you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't. Good girls don't, but she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. And in between age madness that you know you can't erase. Till she should know your face.
It hurts.
Good girls don't. Good girls don't, but she'd be telling you, good girls.
Back and live there.
Yeah.
But I do. But I do. But I do.
That was on the way up. My Sharona was on the way down. They were both on the charts at the same time.
Maybe in the middle.
Yep. Coming in at number 14. Styx, who once again did not get nominated for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Now, see, you'd listen to our first song on the way over, and once you got there,
yeah.
This would be on.
Yeah, crank this one.
And you know what's weird?
What?
We've talked to and known all these guys now.
Yeah.
Babe, I'm leaving.
I still want to talk about
must be on my way.
These guys need to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know how they're not.
I don't know either.
My train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love, the need, your tears. But I'll be lonely. See me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand. I'll be
school bands, here comes the monitor. Swat your hand off her ass.
You know it's you.
Hey!
Whenever I
get above the waist,
break it up.
Above the waist. You know better, Mr. Haney.
Babe, I love you.
giving up. You know it's you, babe, giving me the courage and the strength I need. Please believe that it's true. Babe, I love you. Say it once again, and somehow try to smile. I know the feeling we're trying to forget, if only for a while. 'Cause I'll be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through. Please believe me, my heart is in your hands, 'cause I'll be missing you. Babe, I love you.
What's the matter, Stan? You believe in fairy tales?
There you go. Styx, number 14 this week in 79.
Oh, man, you're acting like a wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, coming in at number 13 this week in 79, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, another one.
I love you.
Oh, God.
I love you. We'll just give you a little sample of this one, because the next one's better.
Yep. Love KC and the Sunshine Band. Yep. Just not a fan of ballads.
No. But every good rock band or pop band, they had to do a ballad at this time.
Yep.
This was part of the whole routine. Bring in the fans. Throw out a ballad, which will go to number one, and then you're done.
Yep.
It's the truth.
Well, what happened? You'd have a great rock band, and they'd come up with a legitimate ballad
yep.
that was really good.
Yep.
You know, like, Don't Stop Believing. But then the record company would go, okay, you got to stop with all this rock. You got to put yep. out nothing but ballads.
Yep.
Because that's what sells.
And it destroyed them. Okay, there you go. That's KC and the Sunshine Band with their
ballad. Now, that happened
ballad.
To Styx. It also happened to this next band.
Yep, but not yet.
See? Now we're back to the Good Girls Don't Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foreigner, number 12 in 79. Love it.
Hey, baby, if you're feeling down. That's weird. We've hung out with Lou Gramm, too.
Yeah, we have.
Great voice.
Well, a definitive, recognizable voice.
Yeah, a dirty white boy. A dirty white boy. Don't drive no big black car. Don't like no Hollywood movie star.
Yeah. Wouldn't fly today.
Dirty white boy.
We're all Russian agents. Young Brian Howe was taking notes on this.
He sure was. This is how I want to sound.
I've been in trouble since I don't forever. Know when. I'm in trouble.
Danger zone.
Yeah. Because we're tough.
Yeah.
Or we thought we were. At that point, we had no idea.
Yeah.
We were tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll kick life's ass. How do you like that? Huh? Yeah. Dirty white boy. Yeah.
And look at this very next song followed this one. Number 11. Robert John.
This one went to 11.
Yep.
This is when a lot of songs were about eyes at this time. Blue eyes, sad eyes, sexy eyes, brown eyes, blue. Lot of them. Mr. Robert John.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Robert John. So, babe, I'm leaving.
Mr. Robert John, everybody. Mr. Robert John.
Mr. Robert John.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Robert John.
Yeah, right here.
It's over. Oh, baby. Make sure you get your Super Summer Fun Sticker. That's right, that's for you, Andy. Super Q Stereo. Make sure you get your 96 Super Q Stereo Super Summer Fun Sticker. We'll have the Super Q Patrol out looking for you and the Super Summer Fun Sticker on your bumper. Mr. Right there. Robert John.
Yeah, right there.
Robert John.
Let's give it up.
Ah, it's over, baby. Oh! 96 Super Q, 4:54 in the afternoon. And we don't just talk over the bridge, we talk over the whole song here. 96 Super Q. Stereo. Hey, kids, have you got your 96 Super Q Summer Fun Sticker yet? Well, the 96 Super Q-user will be out riding around Southwest Florida. And we see a Super Summer Fun Sticker on your vehicle, you'll get lots of fantastic prizes. Like a 96 Super Q Stereo t-shirt.
Yep.
Stereo. Mr. Robert John.
Yep, there
ladies
you
and
up,
gentlemen. Robert John.
Yep. Make the album sound live.
Mr. Robert John. Performing his hit, Sad Eyes.
Yep.
Right here on 96 Super Q Stereo. Hello, Fort Myers. beautiful sunny skies outside. I don't know. What would you say? About 82 degrees. Hey, have you got your Super Summer Fun Sticker yet? I'll tell you where to stick it. Right there on the ass end of your car. And if one of our van drivers spots you with your 96 Super Q Stereo Super Summer Fun Sticker, you'll win all kinds of prizes, like a 96 Super Q Super Stereo T-shirt. How about that, huh? Now high school football scores.
Herb Alpert had the number one song in the land with Rise.
Of course he did.
We'll be back. Mark Haney and the news is next.
Robert John.
Ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Robert John. Oh, let's do it again.
I'd love to, but I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the match.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. What a great song.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, man, you been working out?
Yeah, about 3 times a week.
Man, you look, see, I'm doing the same.
Are you? Yeah, you look good.
You're not doing anything illegal like steroids or something.
No, no, I'd never do that.
No way. How's your ass doing?
Fine.
Let me see your ass.
No, no, I mean...
No, I just want to look at your ass.
Well, that kind of creeps me out.
Why does it creep you out?
I don't know. I just don't like...
I look at your muscles. I go, your arms look great. Your, you know, your chest is looking good. You're getting bigger. You're getting buff. Your stomach's tight.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that.
Right.
And I ask about your ass, and you think that I'm some kind of weirdo.
Yeah, well, why would you want to know about my ass?
I'll show you. I'll tell you what I mean. Look at my ass. How's my ass look? How's my ass?
Looks like an ass. It looks fine.
Look, a fine ass.
Yes.
Pretty good ass?
It's pretty good,
think chicks like it?
Yeah, I think chicks would like
it. That's why I want to look at your ass.
All right.
See, I think you have a nice ass.
Thank you.
I think chicks would like it.
Thanks.
That's all I'm saying.
I know, all right.
Feel my ass.
I'm not feeling your ass.
Feel my ass!
All right!
How's it feel?
It feels good.
Let me feel your ass.
Hey,
man, that's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been working out.
Yeah.
We got nice asses.
We do.
You know any chicks?
Not a one.
Damn. Steroids are dangerous. They can cause cancer. For a free brochure at the President's Council on Health.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement.
Always have been.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Excuse me, Stan and Haney. Stan?
Yes, sir.
Pop that down because we need to go to alternate programming.
Oh, really? Oh.
Rock and Stereo 95.9 presents a Super Q Super Thursday, August 28th. Live rock music and 3 super rock movies. Action begins at 6 till and all for $2 a person. And it's all happening at the Southside Drive-In. Elton John, Betty and the Jets. 225, Super Q Super Summer Sticker Time with Ed Rush.
We've already had several winners in the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest, and there's still a whole lot more to give away. You could be our next winner. It's simple. All you need to do is pick up a Super Q Super Summer Sticker at one of the many merchants throughout Southwest Florida and stick it in the rear window of your vehicle. And keep listening to Super
station.
Q at various times throughout the day. We'll announce license plate numbers of those vehicles that we spotted with Super Q Super Summer Stickers. You have 95 seconds to call the hit lines and claim your prize. That's it. That's all you need to do to win big prizes. The Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest. Sticking you with super prizes. More summer fun from Rockin' Stereo 95.9.
Super Q. 235 with Ed Rush getting on the summertime sunshine. On 24-hour headline open now at 992-3496. Bonita Springs, 334-6596. Fort Myers. Headline callers in East Fort Myers. Isla Brothers. Now fight the power.
This station was hot, man.
The two funnest shows.
Yeah, had it going on.
This station had it going on.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio.
Love
I'm John Maher, searching for a possible hospital killer. That's the latest news. I'm John Maher for American Contemporary Radio.
Southwest Florida weather partly clear through the remainder of the weekend with a chance of mainly late
that
afternoon
guy's
thunder
good.
Showers. High today 92,
yeah, man.
Low tonight 75. Currently it's overcast, scattered showers at 86 degrees.
We got it together, didn't we?
Kick ass!
Super Q, solid gold. Yeah. David Essex, rock on. 11:23 with Steve Taylor.
The two funnest shows. We've already had several winners in the Super Q $50 sticker contest, and there's still a whole lot more to give away. You
I want
be
a
our
Super
next
Summer
winner.
Fun sticker.
Yeah.
All you need to do
what
is
do we
pick
do?
Up a Super
I win
Q
one of them
Super
t-shirts.
Summer sticker at one of the many merchants throughout Southwest Florida
yeah.
and stick it in the rear window of your vehicle.
Sure.
And keep listening to Super Q. At various times throughout the day, we'll announce license plate numbers Slidy. Of those vehicles that we spotted with Super Q Super Summer stickers. You have 95 seconds to call the hit lines.
Listen up, prize. Promotions
That's
department.
It. That's all you need to do
Old
to
school.
Win big
yeah.
prizes. The Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest. Sticking you with super prizes. More summer fun from Rockin' Stereo 95.9.
Love the jingles, everything.
Yep. Oh, I haven't heard that song in forever. Rendezvous.
This station had it going.
Yeah. So we had to come along and mess it all
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Good quality radio.
Super Q, getting into some Queen. Keep yourself alive.
Right on.
11:27, Super Q, Super Summer Sticker Time. Reminding you the next
oh, yeah.
time we spot a Super Q, Super Summer.
See, they knew how to plug
yeah.
stuff.
Way to drive it home.
For a 3-to-40 for 10. You cannot win if you don't have one on the back of your car. They're still available over Southwest Florida. You better get one.
That's the latest news. I'm Warren Dean for American Contemporary Radio.
Thank you, Warren.
Southwest Florida weather, partly clear through tomorrow with a chance of afternoon thundershowers. Overnight low 75,
all
daytime
right.
high 94. Currently it's clear and 78 degrees.
Da, 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 da. God, I want a jingle package so bad.
12 o'clock at Rock and Stereo 95.9 with the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest is on. This is Jeff Edwards, along with John Lennon. Whatever
Jeff Edwards?
Through the night.
That's him. That's him. I bet you he doesn't know that we have that. I bet you he doesn't know that we have that.
That there, was the Wolf Man.
See, there's Marvin right there. See if he just walked down how. See if Jeff Edwards is still here.
Hey, Marvin. Marvin.
Marvin.
Is, do you know if the Wolf Man's around?
Jeff Edwards, is he still in the building? He left. Damn it. I saw him earlier
he
today.
He found his air check from 1975.
From 1975.
Oh, he
yeah.
doesn't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
His, dumbass.
He wasn't even born. His parents weren't even
and
born.
And you wonder why I don't like you.
Yeah. Huh?
1975, this station. We just found Jeff Edwards' air check.
He worked at this station
it
before
doesn't impress
became,
him.
It doesn't. He, it doesn't.
Because it's not digital.
Yeah, it's not getting enough clicks.
Hey, it's on YouTube.
Oh, he likes that. Go, go away.
I want to hear that.
That was kick ass with him. He was good.
News. I'm Warren Dean for American Contemporary Radio.
Southwest Florida weather, partly clear through tomorrow with a chance of afternoon thundershowers. Overnight low 75, daytime high 94. Currently it's clear and 78 degrees.
Super Q. WLEQ. The neatest breeze.
95.9 with the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest is on. This is Jeff Edwards, along with John Lennon. Whatever gets you through the night.
Bam, he's good.
He's whatever good.
Okay. Well, nail
you know
that
what?
Post.
I'll tell him tomorrow, and then we'll have him come in here and he can listen to it. Tell us what he remembers about that.
About the super fun summer sticker.
Summer sticker.
Yeah, we could never execute that
no,
contest.
No, and I'd get tired of it.
Yep.
I'd say not that
like
again.
Every 2 seconds.
Yep, not that again.
Nope. Oh,
I loved it all.
It's news time.
Yep.
Hospital Killer.
Contemporary Network. And then what a jingle package, too. And see, it was a low-power station then, and when we went to 100,000 watts on the stick, they had to move it up the dial a couple of notches.
Mm-hmm.
From
because they
95, 9 to 90-something.
Yeah, because it was 95.9 WLEQ, and they called it 96 Super Q, but yet you only had 95 seconds to call in instead of 96
yeah.
seconds.
And keep in mind, you didn't have digital radios then, so it was near 96. Close enough.
That was kick-ass.
That was, man, this station was.
I mean, I'm listening to, I'm exhausted listening
yep.
to it.
No wonder he transferred out to sales.
And he's still here, folks.
He's still in the building.
That's right, our main man, Jeff Edwards, yep. our 96 Super Q.
Yeah. Looks like a wolf man now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we clap for him.
Yep. Traffic.
Isn't he? He was the first guy on.
He was the first guy on K-Rock when they switched to K-Rock. He's got history here, and he can tell you all about it. But nobody cares. Look at Marvin. He was looking at you like both eyes, like the cartoon.
Yep.
No
and they,
sale.
And even with all that history, they still treat him like dirt.
Yep. Traffic brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room right there on Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. Check him out, amrageroom.com.
He was a friggin' boss
guy.
Yeah,
he was. He was kick-ass. Way to go. Right on.
Nail that post, baby.
Damn right. We got three in Fort Myers, one in Lehigh Acres. We got a hit and run. Axiom Drive, 10,000 block of Axiom Drive. Crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and Danport Boulevard. And a disabled vehicle, I-75 northbound at Alico Road. Lehigh Acres crash, 27th Street Southwest, and Gunnery Road South. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. It starts right now.
This is a special edition of the Evening News with Marvin Calvin Washington,
bum, bum,
Roger
bum.
Martin in Washington, George Herman in Washington, Neil Strauser in Washington, Eddie Barker in Dallas,
and some sounders.
Dan Rather in Dallas, Lou Wood in
Fort Worth,
and Harry Reasoner at the New York Stock Exchange.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news.
We got this, though.
For today, Monday, October 21st.
Double M XIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah, Haney.
Can you hand me a pink crayon?
Sure, I'd be glad to hand you a pink crayon.
Actually, you can't.
What do you mean I can't?
Well, Crayola has crayons called Carnation Pink,
ooh.
Piggy Pink,
ooh.
Pink Sherbert, Pink Flamingo, and Tickle Me Pink, but not a one labeled pink.
All right. This is that Jeff Edwards, man. That guy was kick-ass.
He was a boss job.
Yeah, man.
Out of the 19,400 or so Major League Baseball players in the league since 1876,
yeah,
precisely 12 were from the state of Alaska.
Curt Schilling was from Alaska.
And that's generally the only one you'd have heard of.
It's the only one I know.
Born in Anchorage. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
Like a light bulb.
Yep.
Where did Rudolph come from?
Macy's.
Was it Macy's?
I think it was Macy's, wasn't it?
They're telling me Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created in 1939 by Montgomery Ward.
Really? Oh, maybe it is.
Which we always like to call monkey wards.
Yeah. Maybe
but
it
that's
was.
Racist.
You might be. Yeah, you're right on that. It was Montgomery Ward.
And they created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as a cost-saving measure. How?
How?
Well, they had started a tradition where they would purchase coloring books to pass out at Christmas time. And it got to be a little bit expensive. And so the powers that be realized it would be much cheaper to print their own coloring books
mm-hmm.
with an original character than to keep buying them
yeah.
with other characters.
Create your own, and that way you don't have to.
And we bought it hook, line, and sinker,
sure
baby.
Did.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I think he's in the new Terminator movie.
As some kind of door-to-door delivery
man. Drapery. Arnold Schwarzenegger has had an interesting time of it in the acting game because his English was so poor that his Conan the Barbarian movies, they had to have an overdub for his voice.
That's true.
So the one time that his German accent and command of that language might have come in handy, you would think, would be when they were dubbing the Terminator movies for a German audience.
Yeah, they use him speaking German. That's authentic.
Yep. And he was happy to do it, but the studio said thanks, but no thanks.
Why?
Because it turns out, you know, we hear it one way, but to a native German,
yeah,
Schwarzenegger's accent is considered rural, and the studio felt it just didn't match the character.
Right. Too common.
Yep. Yep. That's reality, folks.
Yep.
And I'm with him. I mean, I can see that meeting going, what?
Yep.
Well, you say I don't sound German enough?
Too common.
How could I possibly sound any more German?
Peasant level.
I see you got your finger on the
it's
trigger.
It's time.
All right, in a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
My friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District are very excited to welcome Liesl Henderson and the Henderson Collection to the Diamond District for a one-day-only pop-up trunk show Friday, October 25th. The Henderson Collection is built on a principle of contrast, as it is designed to be contemporary yet classic, luxurious yet suitable for everyday wear. Most importantly, this beautiful collection of fashion jewelry is all crafted by hand. The Diamond District is proud to present the Henderson Collection to Southwest Florida for one day only. This collection showcases brilliant diamonds and gemstones set in satin, polished, or matte gold, and adorned with 18-karat yellow, white, and rose gold. Stunning bangle bracelets, rings, necklaces, and more. If pink diamonds don't dazzle you, maybe a unique choker-length necklace in black gold with white diamonds will. Visit the Diamond District for the Henderson Collection pop-up trunk show this Friday, October 25th.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, it's amazing to me the way that people are so trusting with tech companies.
Yep.
You'll give them all of your information. And have you heard the latest thing is the hackers getting into the video doorbells and home security
they
systems
are?
And taunting people.
Really?
There was one in California, I think it was, where they had their whole house wired, and a woman somehow hacked into it and started harassing the family. And it finally got to the point where she goes, I'm coming to steal your baby right now. And it's not like an idle threat.
Yeah.
Because she has the address. She has all the information. I'm around the corner. I'm coming to get the baby.
See, if you have that, though, you have the what you call the network security so that the neighbors and all that stuff know that there's an intruder.
What?
Where if you see somebody, stranger coming, you post it on their little system. Beware of this one.
Hmm. But I don't know if we're finally wising up or if it's just because Mark Zuckerberg is such a dick.
Yeah.
Because the sales of Facebook's home smart speaker are horrible. Nobody seems to have a problem with Google Home and
nope.
Amazon Echo
nope.
actually paying to have tech companies be in your house listening to your conversations,
nope.
24 hours a day and just kind of hope they're really good guys deep down and won't exploit us. But even though we're all suckers, there is one bridge too far, one company we won't trust with our home, and that's Facebook.
Yep. First thing I said when I saw the commercial.
Facebook created the Portal video chat device and smart speaker a little over a year ago, and no one is buying it. How bad? According to one study, it makes up just 0.6% of sales in the smart speaker category. Unfortunately, seems like they've got a pretty good product. Does a good job with video chat, uses AI to frame your shot so it always looks good. But the American consumer, despite allowing Google and Amazon free reign, they draw the line at Zuckerberg, saying, I don't like the looks of that guy. He's up to something.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos, that's who I trust. Looks trustworthy.
Yeah.
I don't like the looks of Zuckerberg,
nope.
though.
Don't bring him into my home.
And Google, I don't know who they are. They must be okay.
Yeah.
But that Zuckerberg.
Trusted him for about 5 years now.
Yeah, but that Zuckerberg.
Oh,
no,
no way.
I'm not buying what you're selling, buddy.
A worm.
You want to come into my home? There was very nearly a tragic school shooting in Oregon in May. But a football coach stopped it. Why am I talking about something that happened in May? It's because the court case is just been settled, and the security footage is going viral because it's just been released, and it shows just what this man did.
Yeah.
Keenan Lowe was a wide receiver at the University of Oregon from 2011 to 2014. Now he coaches football and track at Park Rose High School in Portland. Back on May 17th, a student named Angel Granados Diaz walked into class with a loaded shotgun. It turns out he has a ton of mental health issues. That's A. And was depressed after a breakup with his girlfriend. Highly unstable. But luckily for everyone, Keenan had just walked in seconds earlier. And he was able to take the gun away
yep.
from the student, hand it off to another teacher, and get the kid out in the hallway. No one was hurt at all. Then, once he knew everyone else was safe, he didn't rough the kid up.
No.
All he did was wrap the kid up in a huge hug and kept on hugging him for over a minute. Calmed him down. They eventually sat down in the hallway and just talked for nearly 10 minutes until the police arrived. So not only did he disarm him, he kept him calm. No further incident.
Yeah.
Keenan says he could tell the kid was having some sort of breakdown and felt a lot of compassion for him in the moment. The kid involved ended up pleading guilty to several charges, and a judge sentenced him to a whopping 3 years of probation this month. The judge also asked that he continue getting treatment for his mental health.
That'd be nice.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, over the years, there's a little something that we have learned when it comes to women.
All women are crazy and they're capable of anything.
There's a 37-year-old woman named Lynette Stewart. She calls Lincoln, California home.
Okay.
That's just outside of Sacramento.
Thank you, Haney.
And on Thursday night, she filled up a gas can at the local Chevron.
Ugh.
And then flagged down a police officer who was passing by. She told the officer she needed to get back to her car, which was out of gas. So the officer said, "Yes, ma'am, I'll be happy to give you a ride back to your car."
Protect and serve.
Only about 6 blocks away. And when they got there, you know, she thanked him profusely, and no problem, ma'am, part of the job. But just in case, he decided to run the plates on the car. And learned that the car had been stolen the day before. So he arrested Lynette for vehicle theft, and wouldn't you know it, things go from bad to worse. She had a ton of meth on her as well, so she was charged with drug possession. We don't know for a fact that this happened, but it's rumored that Lynette said, "That ain't fair."
Look at this real beauty. Look at this. Look at that beauty.
I wonder how much she charges to rent her out for Halloween. She'll scare some kids straight.
That's scaring me.
She's not even trying.
No.
And that's the news for today, Monday, 21st.
Double M-X-I-X.
Tell you what. You paint her skin green, put an additional nose on her, have her holding an apple and riding a broom.
That's a witch.
It sure as hell is. Yeah. Wouldn't make her angry. That cop's in trouble.
Yep.
Here he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your Monday night. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our final look. One thing on the board, and it's in Alva. A crash at Owanita Road. Owanita Road.
Owanita.
And Palm Beach Boulevard.
That's a great jingle I just wrote.
Owanita Road. And you're up to date.
see a house and the railroad track. Sunflowers bent and swayed all the way back. Critters in the tall grass went to running for their life. Sunbeam Special disappeared in the night. Sunbeam Special screaming around the bend, waking up memories of my childhood again, taking me to places I never have been. Sunbeam Special run a hole in the wind. Sunbeam Special run a hole in the wind.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Do you believe in science? It ain't real. They just make that stuff up. Every generation thought they had science figured out. Nobody did. You used to get a cold and they'd bleed you. Oh, he's the smartest guy in our village. What's... I always felt like I was falling behind in science class when I was a kid, and I figured out why. It's because science teachers, they speed through everything, so you don't have the time to ask any questions, and by the time they get done, they just give you a D, and you're like, all right, I'm cool with that. I go to seventh grade, and we can do it. Whatever. That's the game. All right, kids, look at the diagram. A long, long time ago, all of us in here used to be monkeys. Then we turned into this Chewbacca circus carnival freak show looking thing, but now we're all people. Next chapter, move on. No questions. Well, guess what? I had questions. How come monkeys are the only animals that were ever allowed to turn into people? Yeah. How come there's no two-legged giraffe with a short neck walking around vaping? Because it ain't real. Yeah. Not to mention the fact we still got monkeys.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. We do it every Monday.
What a beauty.
A real beauty this week. Just out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's find out
and
where
I
we're going.
Say thank you.
Yeah, I saw this. Got to do it.
Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
This week in 1979.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it.
Oh, yeah.
Not so long ago. Now let's
live it up
again with Stan and Haney.
Number 11. Robert John.
This one went to 11. This is when a lot of songs were about eyes at this time. Blue eyes, sad eyes, sexy eyes, brown eyes, blue. A lot of them. Mr. Robert John. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert John.
Looks like it's over. You knew I couldn't stay. She's coming home today.
So, baby, I'm leaving.
Hey, I miss your sweet love.
Mr. Robert John, everybody. Mr. Robert John, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Robert John,
yeah, right here.
It's over. Oh, baby. Sad eyes. Look the other way.
Turn the other way. I don't want to see you cry.
Wow. Boo-hoo-hoo. Make sure you get your Super Summer Fun sticker. That's right, that's for you, Andy. Super Q Stereo. Make sure you get your 96 Super Q Stereo Super Summer Fun sticker. We'll have the Super Q Patrol out looking for you and the Super Summer Fun sticker on your bumper. Mr. Right there. Robert John.
Yeah, right there.
Gentlemen,
right
Robert there. John.
Let's give it up.
Ah, it's over, baby. Oh! 96 Super Q, 4:54 in the afternoon. And we don't just talk over the bridge, we talk over the whole song here. 96 Super Q. Stereo. Hey, kids, have you got your 96 Super Q summer fun sticking yet? Well, the 96 Super Qs will be out riding around Southwest Florida. If we see a Super Summer Fun sticker on your vehicle, you'll get lots of fantastic prizes, like a 96 Super Q stereo t-shirt.
Yep.
Stereo. Mr. Robert John.
Yep, there,
ladies and gentlemen, Robert John.
Yep. Make the album sound live.
Mr. Robert John. Performing his hit, Sad Eyes.
Yep.
Right here on 96 Super Q Stereo. Hello, Fort Myers. beautiful sunny skies outside. I don't know. What would you say? About 82 degrees. Hey, have you got your Super Summer Fun sticker yet? I'll tell you where to stick it. Right there on the ass end of your car. And if one of our van drivers spots you with your 96 Super Q Stereo Super Summer Fun Sticker, you'll win all kinds of prizes, like a 96 Super Q Super Stereo T-shirt. How about that, huh? Now high school football scores.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.